On today's episode, we are going to introduce our First Strike Series champions, talk about the Clash of Champions coming up, NHBA days, and the upcoming Hunting Beagle Nationals. You're listening to the UKC Hunting Ops Podcast, celebrating hunting dog heritage, competition, and community. United Kennel Club has been the hunting dog sports home for coonhounds, beagles, retrievers, pointers, cur, feist, and more for over 125 years. This podcast is fueled by Yukonuba, the official performance dog nutrition partner of UKC. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Hunting Ops Podcast. I'm Alan Gingrich along with Trevor Wade, Coonhound Program Manager. How are you, Trevor?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
Yeah, well, you've been down in Tennessee, I guess, again with your... You went to a baseball game down there, I saw.
Yeah, it was my oldest daughter's in kindergarten now. It was her spring break, so we went down there, and we did the zoo one day. We went to a Tennessee baseball game one day, and then to cap it off on Friday evening, we headed to Pigeon Forge and got a cabin for a couple nights. So it was a good week.
I bet they had a lot of fun with that.
Oh, yeah, they're still talking about it.
Yeah, a little bit of travel back and forth there, but yeah, back in the office here. So yeah, it's good to have you back here again today.
It's really nice to be able to do one face-to-face and not fight the technical difficulties that you get doing it remote sometimes. So good to be back in here.
Yeah, heck yeah. So you're in here working on some stuff, getting some things ready for the Tournament of Champions you have for Coonhounds going on. We got the same thing for Clash of Champions for the Beagles, which is kind of a lot of similarities there. Money's not quite the same, but still pretty good chunk here for the Clash of Champions. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. And if you don't care, we're going to kind of make this a Beagle-oriented episode topic today.
Yeah, hey, busy.
If you're up to it.
Yeah, busy days right now with everything coming up in the spring. And
yeah.
I know your spring is loaded with not only coonhound stuff and squirrel stuff, but a lot of beagle stuff. So
yeah, yep.
I saw yesterday that you kind of shared a series ending results talking about the First Strike series. And that's a series that when I go to the events, to your hunting beagle events, is always interesting to me because the kids are, they come up and they're tallying their points and they're keeping good track of it. How exactly does that thing work?
Yeah, they know what they're doing too, don't they?
Yeah,
so it's a little bit different. You have a kids program in the Coonhound as well, but this one is to where a kid will get 5 points if they enter a dog in the hunt and or in the show. That's 5 points for them for entering a dog. And then beyond that, if they win a cast, that's a cast win bonus points for that. So there's 5 points there, and then there's 10 points for winning a cast. So they could technically, a lot of our Beagle events have double headers, so two events. So they can enter up to two dogs in a day and get points, you know, for hunting two different dogs. And then the same thing with shows is if they 5 points for entering the show, and then if they win one of the categories, whether it be best male, registered female, or champion male, or champion female, grand, what have you, that's also 10 bonus points. So there they can get another 15, so a total of 15 points total. And there again, they can show up to two dogs. But the one thing that's a little bit unique is that the kids have learned that they need to do both to be competitive with about anybody, hunt and show both. And they have been doing that.
Yeah,
you know, so accumulate, if there's a show on the day of, get your dogs in the show, you know, and add those points to it. Otherwise, it's hard to keep up for somebody that's just doing the hunt only.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So those aren't separated like the Coonhound, Spotlight Series are. They're together.
Yeah.
And another difference, I think, is you can earn those at any event. It doesn't have to be a use. I'm not even sure you have youth specific events.
We do have a couple of youth only events. You know, they can earn the points there too, but you can go to any UKC Beagle trial. Doesn't matter. Any licensed trial, they can get points.
See a lot of kids competing with the adults.
Yeah, so it's called the First Strike Series. So we're going to talk about that. We have our winners from last year. We have all that accumulated. So we're going to recognize those today. And then also we're going to talk about some Clash of Champions stuff. NHBA Days was just held. That's one of the big five events, major events in Hunting Beagle. That was just held this past weekend as we're recording this. And then Hunting Beagle National is another big five event coming up, but about the 18th, 20th of April So we're going to talk about that a little bit here. So
getting into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, let's get started here. So first strike series winners from last year, 2023. So we have, we recognize six kids. We do three in the senior division. Those are kids 12 to 17, just like your Coonhound stuff. And then the junior division are up to 12 years of age. So our, and we call them a gold champion for first, silver champion for second, and bronze for third. So in the, starting with the, let's start with the juniors. Raiden Katanka is a young boy out of West Virginia. You probably met him at Nationals last year.
Yeah.
Hunting the wild bill dog.
Yeah, I remember the video. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So he is Jay Moore's son-in-law. You might have seen him there. You haven't been to the McVeigh hunt where they have the where they have the Calcuttas and stuff. He likes to bid on dogs and the Calcuttas and everything. He sits there next to his grandpa, and his grandpa's got to keep his hand on, you know. Otherwise, he's bidding.
Yeah, you know? I like that. But it keeps it interesting.
Huh? He loves it, and he does great, and he's becoming a good little handler just in the last couple of years. I don't know how old he is. I'm going to guess he's around nine-ish, and don't hold me to it. If I apologize if I'm way off, but I'm going to say he's right around that age bracket somewhere. But Raiden Katanka ended up placing third, and he's our bronze champion. And this is the second year in a row for him placing. So congratulations to Raiden. Second, the silver champion for the junior division is a young man from Missouri, Bentley Little. He is also his second year in a row, and he is buddies with the Braxton Owens kids, okay. Bailey and Eric Owens kid out there and they've got this little competition going, and they held up the junior series out there and did very well. So Bentley ended up second here. So
yeah,
congratulations
nice.
To Bentley. And then Braxton Owens, he has been doing it now for probably 4 or 5 years, you know, handling dogs. And he is just, some of these little guys, they're whippersnappers.
Yeah.
Braxton is one of those, good at it, knows his dog. And knows the rules, and he is going to be the first place in the junior division gold champion, Braxton Owens.
Yeah.
Also from Missouri. So congratulations to those three. So moving on to the senior division, in third place winner this last year, bronze champion was a young lady who's now been in about her second year in UKC, where she's come along, and last year at NHBA days is the first time I met her. I actually drew out with Julie and a little bobtailed dog she had, she called Smoke. And you can tell she loves to hunt and has some good dogs and has just goes to a lot of places to hunt and did very well. And that's especially the senior division is very competitive.
Yeah.
A lot of kids running in it and some, you know, there's a lot of points that have been earned, you know, throughout the year. And she got right in there, and she is, she had a great year. Congratulations to Julie. She ended up with a bronze, third place overall bronze champion this year. Brock Butler ended up second, silver champion. He's from Homer, Michigan. You've probably heard us talking about him. We've had him on here, had him and Roy Swofford on, I think a year and a half ago, a couple of years ago here on the podcast. Brock Butler, I think we can still say there is no kid in UKC that has done more winning than has Brock Butler. He's been doing it for a good number of years now, and he's going to get close. He's probably close to time aging out now, but he's just he's come up through the series and has he can hang with any of the big boys. You know, he knows the rules. He knows his dogs. He hunts a lot, and he's a competitor. Not just that, not just here, but, you know, school, whatever it is, he's competitive. He's a good kid, a good dog man, and he's won this about every time. I think this is about the only time he hasn't been the first place winner, you know, but probably doesn't put as much effort into it, and quite frankly, he probably didn't record all of his points this year. I doubt it. I know he didn't every one of them, but nevertheless, he's our silver champion, so congratulations to Brock again. He's always in the running. Doesn't matter if it's in a series, whether it's this one, NHBA series, or he's always a contender to win any event, too.
Yeah.
You know, just because he's a teenager doesn't. He's always in contention, seems like. But congratulations to Brock. Emmett Whipke from Pennsylvania. This is his first year winning, and he's kind of come along in the last 3 years now, I'd say. And also drew him several years ago, and the first time I met him, and same thing, good dog man, and he goes to a lot of events. He's ate up with hunting, loves competing, loves going to trials, and man, he's got some good dogs. His dad and his parents got him some good dogs to hunt, and he's same thing, also a good dog man, and it's he rose to the occasion this year and got it done. He's our gold champion, Emmett Whipke. I'd say he's probably around 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
So Pennsylvania, yep. Yeah, congratulations. He's a big winner.
Congratulations to all of them.
Yeah.
A lot of familiar names. These kids have are out there competing and yeah, doing a great job. So congratulations to them all. Bright futures.
Yep. So we get them jackets kind of like you do for your Coonhound kid winners and everything. So they'll get all that stuff. We have an awards banquet on Thursday night in Zanesville at the Hunting Beagle Nationals.
Oh, nice.
We recognize all three of these or all six of these kids, and I'll have some jackets for them. I place that order, and hopefully we'll have those in time to give to them right then and some other stuff. But yeah, it's good stuff. Congratulations to all of them. Hey, let's move on to our Clash of Champions. So as we're recording this, this is the 19th. Our entries for the regions actually closed last night at midnight, March 18th, Monday, March 18th. So this morning, it looked like there were about 135 total entries that we had, but I couldn't get all the details out as far as breaking it down by regions. Didn't have them all processed yet or anything like that. So you'll see some of that coming up in the coming days. But I just want to go over some information for folks that might listen to this, give them some information. You can find all this information on the website. But if they'd like to get it from this platform, why, let's talk about it. Just like your Tournament of Champions, we have four different regions. Region number one is in La Fontaine, Indiana. The Magenica Beagle Club there, they put that one on. Jefferson, Pennsylvania, which is up in Waynesburg, PA, basically. They, instead of having it there at Waynesburg at the fairgrounds where a lot of the other bigger trials are, they're having it at their clubhouse in Jefferson, Pennsylvania. Right. So there's a region. And then the Creston Beagle Club in North Carolina is putting on one in, but they're going to hold theirs at Mountain City, Tennessee, at the Doe Valley Sportsman's Club. Same place. We've had the eliminators down there. All the beaglers know where that is. Good place to hunt. And then out west, we have Ava, Missouri is the other western location. So anybody that has five cast wins, you know, is what qualifies a dog for it. For the Tournament of Champions, they can enter any one of these four regions. And then it's a full elimination deal there. And then we take the top 32 that will advance to the finals. And then those top 32 are the ones that are in the money.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
So you'll be posting all the details of that. Probably by the time they hear this, that stuff will be out. So
yeah,
always like looking at those lists and the breakdowns and everything. But that's going to be coming up quick.
Yeah, that'll be coming up this week. You know, I have a Squirrel Dog World Championship to go to this week as well, you know, so hopefully I can get all this stuff put together before I have to leave for that and get all that stuff posted and all the breakdowns for each one of the regions, how many they have, you know, and everything's prorated, so obviously a region that has the most entries is also going to send on more of those top 32.
Yeah, right.
So, but yeah. They have an A and a B round, and what that means is in round one, both are still round one. But let's say I have two different dogs I've got in it. I can enter one in round one A and the second dog in round one B, so I can essentially handle two different dogs.
Yeah, that's so perfect.
Yeah, and that kind of works well. And we have a lot of Beagle events that are like that, you know, an A and a B round still in the same round, but so, and then the other thing is the NHBA also is kind of involved with this, where they have their sectional series. We had a couple of months ago, I had Jeff and Shelly Davis down here, and
right,
we recorded an episode with having to do with NHBA stuff. That was kind of the topic. And we talked about their top eight sectional series winners. And those dogs also get a bye here in the Clash of Champions. So that means in round one, they don't compete. Those dogs don't compete in round one, but then they go into the draw in round number two. So it gives them a little bit of an edge there, you know?
Yeah, heck, whenever they were mentioning all the prizes for them, that's a pretty big one right there.
Yeah, kind of is.
They get a bye in the first round. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is under, you said, the full elimination format type deal, and that's, we've talked about a little bit on there. I guess you want to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, full elimination is just what it sounds like, you know, just what you're used to, you know, you get beat, you're in until you're beat or whatever.
Right.
And then And then even in the end, then you kind of place the number of dogs that are going to move on from each region. But that's how you determine those top placements, you know, and who's going to go and such. All of them are going to be 90-minute hunts. Championship points or wins are awarded to first-round cast winners. And plus points are not required here to move on or to get a championship win. But yeah, there again, 32 dogs, total dogs will advance from the four combined regions that will advance to the finals.
Yeah, full elimination here starts all the way back in the regions.
So yeah, yep, it does. Yep.
That's a good deal for those guys.
Yeah. So moving on to the finals, the finals will then, with the top 32 that advance on, that will be held on the weekend of the Nationals, the Thursday of the Nationals. So in Zanesville, Ohio, is where that's going to happen. At the Muskingum County Fairgrounds is where we have that. Those that make it there, they need to be there by 7 a.m. And I'll also mention the regions that they also have a deadline of 7 a.m. for round 1A and 11 a.m. for round B. I didn't mention that, but... But the same thing at the finals, 7 a.m. at the grounds. If you're one of the 32, you want to be there Thursday morning at Zanesville at the fairgrounds, 7 a.m. We'll draw those top 32 there in eight four-dog casts. And then everybody's going to move to the field from there. We're going to go out to one of the government hunting grounds, right. Out there, and everybody's going to stay out there. We did it last year like that. Worked great.
Yeah.
Last couple of years, actually.
Save a lot of time, really, that way.
Yeah, and stay down there. So that will make for three rounds in the finals. So the first round is eight casts of four-dog casts, and then those eight cast winners will come back we'll have a meeting spot there where everybody meets out there, and then we will redraw those eight dogs into four heads-up casts.
Okay.
In other words, 4 2-dog casts. So, and then they will go out, and those winners will then will be down to four after that, and that'll be the third and final cast. It'll be another 4-dog final cast. So,
hunting for the big money then.
Yeah, yeah. Remember last year you were out there too, but it got a little warm on Thursday during the day, just as it were that day.
Yeah, well, I didn't get there till Thursday evening, so I kind of missed the fun on Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You kind of did.
Missed the good stuff.
Yeah, so the middle of the day was a little bit tough for them last year, you know, but I remember then in the finals, boy, they pounded again in the finals in the afternoon on Thursday there. Yeah. So, wow.
I don't want to step out of pocket here, but then last year, didn't you guys have some different kind of food out there for contestants?
Yeah, we did. In the morning, we'll have some coffee and some breakfast stuff out at the fairgrounds on Thursday morning for the hunters at the fairgrounds and everything. And then, we'll have some water and snacks, drinks and all snacks and that kind of stuff out in the field as
awesome.
For them. They can come up to the, it's just a good way of doing it, really, you know, and I don't know what we'll do if it rains or whatever. One of these days, we can't always be lucky and not run into rain, but we'll make up some kind of shelter or get some shelter, you know. It's worked pretty good. So it's an exciting time here with this Clash of Champions and the payout here, $35,000 what we pay out.
Yeah.
So we have the same structure as the way the TOC set up for Coonhounds. Basically, the top 32 are the ones going to get in the money. If they're in the finals, they're going to be in the money. The least they're going to make is win or lose, or at least they're going to make is $500.
Yeah, there you go.
So after I mentioned the first 32, our first round, they're drawn into eight casts. So that means there's going to be 24 non-winners after that first round. Those 24 non-winners are all going to get each $500.
That's not bad. Nah. Not bad to get there and show up and not have any luck. Still get $500.
Here, their entry fee is only $25.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, so there you go.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Five cast wins throughout the year and a $25 entry fee. Anybody can compete, and it's a pretty good deal. So those 24 non-winners are going to take up that first part, $500 each. So of that part of the purse, and then in the heads up round, eight dogs. So four of those are going to be non-winners, we'll call them, I guess, after that second round. Those four non-winners are each going to get $1,000.
Yeah.
So there's another $4,000.
Double up right there.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it does. Doubles up right there. And then fourth place, the final cast, fourth place dog is going to get a total of $1,500. Third place is going to get $2,500. In second place, the runner-up is going to get $5,000, and our overall winner is going to get $10,000.
Yeah, Not too bad. The thing I kind of like about the Clash is it kind of, I mean, at the end of the day, it tests a total dog. You have to get your five cast wins at who knows where through the year, probably different places. Then you got to go to one of these four regions, which for most people isn't going to be in their backyard. For some people will have that luckiness, but most people don't. And then you get here in the finals, you got four dog casts, and you got to go into a brace top cast, which is completely different.
Yeah.
And then you go back to a final cast. So it's going to test the metal of your hound there.
Yeah, it does. It's you know, starts out with the four dog cast and then the two, and that's a different hunt, you know.
Yeah.
Heads up. It's a little different, and sometimes in the middle of the day, it depends on the conditions a little bit too, but there's a lot of factors that play a part in it sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know? So the thing is, you want to be there and hopefully a dog can take advantage of whatever it is Yeah, it's a pretty good deal.
Just cool to say you're there at some of these big finals, the world finals and tournament champions, Clash of Champions. Just to be there is something, an accomplishment. And when you see people listing their accomplishments with their dogs and you see it on there, it means a lot to people. So,
yeah, it does. Hey,
good luck to everybody in that thing.
Yeah, you know, we talked about several. We have several different programs like that for Beagles. As you know, UKC has quite a few. And then with some of the associations we're affiliated with, they have their own little programs, and NHBA is a good example of that. You know, they have their sectional series and just a lot of good programs for beaglers to compete in and be a part of. And you know, whether you're a young kid, you know, you can compete in the first strike series, you know, or something here. Another one, I said the entry fee is $25. The one thing I think is kind of cool, it's actually $50 unless you're a member of the NHBA. And if you are, then your entry fee is only $25, half that.
And why would why would you not pay up
so
for the
So you need to be a member in the year that you're competing or that you're qualifying for it. So that means in 2023, you had to be a member of the NHBA.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the entry fee would have been $50 instead of $25. But that's a pretty cool deal.
That is.
And you may as well, you know, but if not, why? It's just going to cost you another $25. But even then, still for a chance to win this much, and it's been a pretty good program.
Yeah, you know, an interesting thing and an aside, I guess, apart from the Clash of Champions stuff, talking about the NHBA and all breed associations for that matter. We've talked about them a lot on here. We've had a lot of our Coonhound breed associations. You've had Jeff and Shelley on here not too long ago to talk about NHBA. And, you know, a lot of times when I'm interviewing, I'm like, well, what does the hunter get for joining the association? And I can't remember who it was. I wish I did. I just saw a discussion online about this. Some guy was trying to figure out if he should join the association. It was a Coonhound association.
Yeah.
And what perks he would get. And one of the people got on there and said, you shouldn't be asking what they can do for you. You should be asking what you can do for them and for your breed and how you can be a part of it. And I think NHBA, anybody who goes to any Beagle events where Shelley Davis is at is probably a member, because I don't know how you can make it out without her sucking you in getting added in. She's a good salesman. She won't let you get away. But NHBA has a ton to offer you. But when you're a hunter, you should be supporting these associations, because they do a lot for the hunters and they do a lot for our hounds to preserve our traditions.
Yeah. And I know I mentioned they talked about it in the episode when they were down here in the studio, and Jeff and Shelley did with regard to the NHBA. But yeah, they do a lot, and there's never been a better association in the Beagle program than the NHBA. And they sure do a lot, you know, for their members, and whether it's raffles and drawings and things like that. You know, they have some scholarships, and they just do a lot of things. And not just that, some of the other events where they do, hunts for kids and things like that. And just, they just do so much. They work at it. They put in a lot of effort. They have people working at it, and it shows. So, we're very lucky and proud to be affiliated with the NHBA here in our Beagle programs, for sure.
Yeah, and with 130 some folks here who are more than likely members who ended up in the Clash, basically NHBA made nothing off their memberships, and they gave it all back here to help you enter in the Clash of Champions. So, great stuff. Alan, I know we both have new Daltra Pathfinder 2s. How are you liking yours so far?
I'm liking it. I've even had the opportunity now to use mine where I didn't have service, where I download the map of that area, and it works flawlessly. Love it.
I agree. I really like my Dogtra Pathfinder 2 as well. I've used it quite a bit the past few months. I really like the crystal clear maps. I like that it doesn't lose service very much, and I don't have many bad things to say about it at all. Dogtra Pathfinder 2, the official GPS collar partner of UKC.
So yeah, NHBA days. I mentioned it was just held this past weekend, as of the time we're recording this, and held in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, the mecca for beagling. You know, a lot of big events have been held out there in the last couple of years. You've been out there as well, so you know what it's like. You've seen it firsthand. Just a great place to have a beagle event. So that's where the NHBA days or NHBA went again for their annual their annual event. And I talked to Jeff Davis yesterday a little bit. This is the first year I did not make it in forever.
You've been a little cruddy.
Yeah, I still am, you know, and I had something else going on that I didn't think I was going to be able to make it. And as it turned out, I wouldn't have been able to make it anyways, but yeah. I've been on horse pills trying to get over my, or some powder stuff that my nephew gave me. He said, here, try this, you know, it made me sneeze like I have never sneezed before. You talk about some power sneezing
to clear you out. Huh?
Oh man, I sounded like a dang horse, but, I don't know about through my throat out sneezing that stuff.
At this point, you're down to try just about anything.
Huh? I seriously am. But I guess it's some crud that's going around. But anyways, so I talked to Jeff yesterday and he said it was about as good as ever, you know, and it sounded like it was a little drizzly maybe on Friday. It was kind of cool, but then it warmed up a little bit. But he said then it got really windy on Saturday and Sunday. Mm. But he said all in all, really good for dog hunting, you know.
A lot of those big hills over there near, or some of the hills around Waynesburg will knock that wind down a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So you've been out there in those hills. So, yeah, so they have, their setup is, they've changed their format a little bit in the last couple of years and made some tweaks here and there. And I think this year they did it a little bit differently than maybe they did before, but they had double headers again on Friday. So an AM hunt, a morning hunt, and then a PM hunt on Friday, and then they did the same thing on Saturday. So they had those four hunts, and then they had a show on Friday evening. And this year, their overall show winner was a dog from Missouri, actually, a Grand Hunting Beagle Champion Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame dog, and a Grand Champion, Brooke Hollow Cade. That's a dog that's owned by Jason Snelson, who couldn't make it. He wasn't there this year. He just had little twin girls not too long ago.
Oh, congratulations.
But he sent the dog out there, and John Hurt from Ohio is handling the dogs in the hunt and the show. So John got the show win with Cade there, and I guess he won his cast at least one of the hunts with him too. But
awesome.
So I know John was pretty tickled.
Great weekend.
So congratulations to Jason and John there with Brooke Hollow Cade wins the overall show there. They said they had, we don't have the official reports yet, but in all, they had around 270 some total entries in those four hunts. And then they also have a 16-dog combined championship on Sunday based on the results of Friday and Saturday. So when I say combined, they do combine their registered, you know, keep them separate from their champions and grands or what have you.
Okay.
So they have the three different categories that they compete in on Friday and Saturday. But then as far as on each day, they take four dogs after each day, after Friday's two hunts, they'll take four dogs that are going to advance to Sunday's championship. And they go by double cast winners first.
Okay.
And if they didn't have four double cast winners, they go by the single high score to get in. So I think most everybody got in on a double cast win, at least. There might have been one, Jeff said, that he wasn't sure, but maybe one got in on a single cast win each day. So after 2 days, that's obviously eight dogs that get in. And then the other eight that are made up of double cast winners again.
Kind of
a wild card. And that might be a double cast winner. Maybe a dog got a cast win on Friday morning's hunt, and then not Friday evening, but then got one on Saturday, either in the morning or in the evening.
Okay.
One more. So, and wasn't in yet, so there's a couple different ways you can get in, but they take them in through that way. And it's kind of a neat way to do it.
Yeah.
Different way. But then they all compete together on Sunday in the championship.
Yeah. Awesome. I kind of like how each one's a little bit different, has its own different particularities.
Yeah. So, and then obviously two rounds on Sunday morning. And that's kind of become kind of a popular thing to have a championship, you know, like that. And, And it works pretty well, really. So this year, their final cast, I want to recognize those that the top four that won their semi cast was one was Samson's. This is a Grand Hunting Beagle Champion too. Samson's 10-mile Blue Trixie. That's a blue tick female owned by Roy Sampson of West Virginia. This little dog has done. Ever since she was a young dog, she has been in the hunt. She's a tough little female. She's been in a lot of finals, and not surprising to see her and Roy there. And so she was in it. Blue Trixie, 12-mile or 10-mile Blue Trixie. Hunting Beagle Champion H&H Big Meadows Black Hicks. Keaton Hamburger and Roger Hanning from Pennsylvania. They had Hicks as a young dog they had in there. Roger Hanning is actually, you might recognize that name from some Coonhound. He used to run some Coonhound stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of the dogs that he had, other guys were hunting for him, but he had the same thing with some beagles, you know, so.
Is this the dog that Keaton made a run with at the World this past year, or is it a different dog?
Yeah, I think it's a different dog.
I was thinking different dog.
Yeah, I think it's a different dog, but yeah. And then last year's champion, Grand Hunting Beagle champion, Velcamp and McCombs Dude, the dog out of Michigan owned by DJ McCombs, he won the whole thing last year, and he's back in the finals again.
That's a familiar name for coon hunters.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's another dog that I was not familiar with, Two Peas Bugs Bunny, another dog out of Michigan, owned by Nick. I'm not going to pronounce this correctly. Pafresny, I think, something like that, Nick. So I apologize, Nick, but congratulations. Two Peas Bugs Bunny in there. So West Virginia, Pennsylvania, two dogs out of Michigan made the final cast. And then as it were, it was Big Meadows Black Hicks. Keaton Hamburger ended up winning the whole thing.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. So Hicks has a 2021 birthday, and he is sired by Logan Elm Black Butcher. And that's a dog that is well known, has sired a lot of nice beagle hounds. And then the dam is Licking River Gypsy. That's Big Meadows Black Hicks. So congratulations to Keaton. And he's just a good guy too, and has good hounds, and had dogs in the junior races and some things like that in the last several years. So yeah, good to see him win. He was due for a big win like this.
In a 2024 NHBA Days champion.
Yep, absolutely. So congratulations to them. Good job. So congratulations to all the winners. And they have, the NHBA has all those, their cast winners and all that posted on their Facebook page. And you can go to that just by searching National Hunting Beagle Association.
Yeah. Well, you always mention the big five. You got Eliminators are done, NHBA Days are done, so now it's Hunting Beagle Nationals time, huh?
It is. You know, I always liked the NHBA Days because that's one I could kind of sit back and sometimes hunt too. And like I mentioned, I missed it this year, but then the next one, right, a month later, that's here comes Hunting Beagle Nationals. Then that's UKC's event. So April 19th through the 21st this year. And it got moved back a week basically now. So, and we want to keep it on this weekend. It's going to happen again at the Muskingum County Fairgrounds in Zanesville, Ohio. So yeah, we have a lot going on at the Nationals. We have I mentioned the Clash of Champions finals on Thursday. That's going to happen there. Thursday night, we have an awards banquet where we, recognize our First Strike Series winners, and we'll also recognize, obviously, our Clash winners. We'll have all that. As far as our regional winners, there's some awards for the regional winners we'll pass out there. We'll have four different license hunts throughout the weekend, two on Friday, a.m. and a p.m., same thing Saturday. We'll have a bench show, a regular license bench show, where we'll crown a national champion in the Grand Hunting Beagle division. We'll have a kids' bench show. We'll also have jackpots. Three national titles are awarded. Those three are the Grand Hunting Beagle Division. The hunt winner there is going to get a hunt title, National Hunting Beagle Champion. And then same thing in the show portion of it, in the champ or Grand Champion Division, that dog gets a title there. And the third one is our Junior National Champion, or like a Derby.
Yeah.
So
that's a little different this year, right? Last year, I remember juniors could only hunt on Friday.
That's right. So any dog can participate in no more than two of the four hunts. And it doesn't matter whether it's any one of the two on Friday or any one of the two on Saturday or whatever combination they want to. And when you enter, you're not actually going to enter a dog. We do advanced entries, but they're actually reservations.
Right.
You get a reservation, and if you have a reservation in Friday morning's hunt or more, you come up and you enter a dog then.
Yeah.
You decide what dog you're going to hunt, and that kind of works well. In the past, we always entered a dog.
Yeah.
You know, so
honestly, being a part of that of this process last year when I got to go to Hunting Beagle Nationals, and then just, you know, we have a list there of who the reservations are. They tell us a reservation. We'll mark them off, put their dog's UKC number in there, and we don't have to deal with changes. Changes are such a pain when you got dogs coming in season or you're moving up categories, and it was plumb easy. I liked it.
And the guys don't have to fill out an entry form either. Now, we can do it in the system. Our system's set up to where they just come up, bring your easy entry card with you.
Yes.
Give us your easy entry card, and that's the quickest way for us to do it. We'll enter the dog in the system, ask you who the handler is, and boom, you're going to be good to go. We'll print the labels. You don't even have to fill anything out, but it's that simple. But you mentioned the one thing that's different, Junior National Championship. Yeah, we had before where we had the juniors. If you're running in the junior division, a junior dog, and that has to be a dog that has a birth date of May 1st, 2022 or after to be eligible this year, to be eligible for, and has to be registered. But before, up until this year, this is now the third year we're doing it. And we've just seen such an increase in interest in this junior program that we have changed it to where on Friday, we used to make the juniors all, they had to hunt Friday and those two hunts on Friday. And that was it, not Saturday. Now we've opened it up to any one of the four.
Yeah.
So now we will have four categories. So you have your grand champion dogs in one category. You'll have your champion dogs in another category. You'll have your open registered dogs in a third category. And the fourth category is going to be these junior dogs. And some of these juniors may already have a title on it. But if you're hunting in the junior division, it doesn't matter. They're all going to draw out together, regardless of if they have a title or not.
And then you're a top 16 from each of those four categories are advancing to Sunday.
That's the other new thing. You know, before we only had the top four juniors advance to Saturday or Sunday morning in the championship. We're going to do 16 there.
Yeah.
So we'll have 16 grands. You know, you're hunting Friday and Saturday. You're going to hunt for a spot in the championship. And on Sunday, in 16 grands, 16 champions, 16 registered, and 16 juniors. So, but yeah. So really, if you win a cast, most casts, not all of them probably, but, and especially I think if we have more juniors entered now, I think it's going to open it to, it's just going to take less double cast winners to get in. You know, if you win your cast in any one of the categories, you have a good shot at making the championship. You know, we'll have to see how it plays out. But yeah, so a dog can enter any two of those four hunts that we have on Saturday.
Yeah, so you guys will have to game plan a little bit. So you still have the 120 dog caps on here. You got pre-entries are open now.
Reservations are open now on our UKC website to get a reservation. And they will be open until it's capped. You mentioned the 120. We cap it at 120. Entries per hunt. So that means Friday a.m. is once 120, it hits 120,
yep,
it's going to be closed. You can't get an entry there anymore. Same with Friday's p.m. hunt, and then the same thing for the two events on Saturday.
That makes it easy on the guide coordinators for sure.
It does. You know, so last year, I think the Friday's hunt filled up. I think three of the four were filled up before we went to Nationals.
That's right. The other one wasn't very short at all. It just six or seven.
Yeah, just short six or seven on Saturday evening, you know. So, but, you know, hey, the best thing I can tell guys is, you know, to make sure you have a reservation, be sure you get one, just get yourself a reservation, get entered, you know. The other thing, we've made it very more customer friendly. And let's say, for instance, I have a reservation that I can't use. If I can sell this or I can give it to somebody else, and it doesn't even have to be a dog that I own at all.
Right.
That wasn't the case a couple of years ago, but now it's just, you know, if you come up, you say you have Alan Gingrich, you're taking Alan Gingrich's entry, that's fine. We trust that you've got that worked out with Alan and all's good. We're going to put you in his slot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you talked
so
about
it's very customer friendly.
Yeah. So you can transfer entries like that, or you're saying you can use their reservations. if the entries don't fill, are there walk-up entries as well for the hunt? Or
there will be if they don't fill. They're going to close at some point before, you know, before the event date. I think it's on Thursday night, I think. Don't hold me to it when they all the when you can't get a reservation anymore.
Okay.
And in the event there turns out to be any openings left that of that 120 that weren't taken, then we would do a walk-up. But then it's going to be based on first come, first serve.
Right.
You know, but the best way to do it is just get your reservation now and don't have to worry about it. So,
yeah.
So, hey, 60-minute hunt or 90-minute hunts on Friday, two hunts, and Saturday's two hunts. Those are all 90-minute hunts. And then Sunday's championship, the semifinals, and the final cast for each one of those four categories are all 60-minute hunts. 60-minute hunts. And, yeah, championship points are available just like any other cast win. And matter of fact, they also give here. We also give cast wins on Sunday in the championship.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know we talk about it a lot for Autumn Oaks. It may be kind of geared for grands because of the national championship titles that are given out, mm-hmm. but there'll be a lot of prizes for yep. champions and registered division winners yep. as well.
Yep. So the awards are a little bit different than the, you know, instead of like a top 10 that we used to have sometimes in registered top five and champions and four and grands or whatever. Now it's those four categories that we talked about, the juniors, the grands, and the champions and the registered. The top four are all the those are the ones that are going to get awards on Sunday. So after the hunt's over, they come back. And those are the ones that are get some pretty good awards
awesome.
Packages for the yeah. top four in each category. So
yep,
Nationals. It's a fun weekend, pretty relaxed, and yep. for the most part, you know. And like I mentioned, we'll also have a show. I may not have mentioned that yet, but we'll also have a show on Saturday, and that's just a walk-up entry. You don't have to have a reservation for it, but that's a $20 entry fee. Deadline is going to be Saturday at noon, and the show will start right soon, hopefully about 12:15 p.m. Then we'll also have a kids' bench show right after the regular show, and we can do that before we start taking entries, you know, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the p.m. hunt and such. But I just nailed on the judge for it for the Nationals this year, so I know a lot of folks. One of the top competitors in our major shows is always Angie Vandergriff. Seems to always have you got to get past Angie if you're going to win a show, it seems like. But this year she is not showing, so she's going to be judging this year.
She's on the other
Angie
side of the bench.
Angie Vandergriff
this year,
will
huh?
be judging the show on Saturday. Yep. So I just got that nailed on yesterday. So worked out that I could make that announcement here today.
Awesome.
So yeah,
that'll be good.
Yeah. So. Hey, the other thing we mentioned, a jackpot.
Yeah.
Jackpot is, so that one is, sometimes we have Calcuttas, and we're not going to take time to stop and do Calcutta, the dogs and this and that, but we do have a jackpot. I think it's $10. I can put my dog in the jackpot in each one of the hunts or what have you. And then anybody that is in the jackpot, all cast winners who were in the jackpot, they get pulled out and put in a drawing, and we draw, take whatever money was in for each one of those hunts, and we do four drawings in the jackpot. Works pretty well. I want to say last year, it was like around $150, $200 for each one of them,
yeah,
or something
like
that. Like
something it.
Like
I
that.
Don't remember
yeah.
the exact
pretty
amount.
Good little, pretty good little chunk.
Worth the $10
Absolutely is
gamble.
Worth the $10. Yeah, heck yeah. So yeah, and if you didn't put your dog in, you were a cast winner, well, you just don't get in.
Yeah, no faith.
Yeah, but hey, we have all of our, you can get your reservations on UKC's website. We'll have it posted on Beagles Afield. And like you mentioned, it's open now. Guys can get their reservations there. And then we'll also have, you can click onto the ad. You can get all the information is there. We have a schedule of events, you know, like for Thursday, you know, the timelines and all this and that, Friday timeline, Saturday, and then same thing with Sunday as well. Come out there, be out there Thursday evening for the banquet, you know, a free dinner that UKC provides in Yukonuba. And, it's just, the Nationals is always just a good time.
Yeah. It's a big reunion, lots of good food, lots of good fellowship, and some good dog work.
Yep. And a good place to have it as well. So looking forward to it again, camping. I just kind of popped up. I had somebody called about camping yesterday. We'll have something posted on our Beagles Afield as far as camping goes. That is done through the fairgrounds. It's not done through UKC, so they'll have to contact the grounds there. But we'll have a phone number posted folks that want to camp, and we get quite a few campers. There's plenty of hookups and all that kind of stuff for people to camp. They're right there on the grounds. So
yeah,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, gonna be a fun weekend, looks like.
Yep. So all right, well, hey, let's kind of wrap it up, I guess, or that kind of wraps it up. That's about all I have, I guess, for this episode. But hey, appreciate you sitting down here with me and talking some Beagle stuff today. And
good luck this spring.
Yeah, so all right, until next time, folks.
Thank you for listening to the UKC Hunting Ops podcast. Be sure to give us a follow so you don't miss any of our new episodes or content.